Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We know that Jesus loves us. This we know because the Bible tells us so. Each one of you are loved by God. I mean, on this Mother's Day, we know the love we have for our child, our children, what the mother's love is for us, and a good mother is the most valuable and wonderful thing in the world, this person. But the love that we know from our mothers, how wonderful it is. God's love is a billion, trillion, gillion times more than that. It's hard to wrap our minds around how much God loves us in Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says today, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Well, how do we love Jesus? What does he tell us? Well, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He says, as I have loved you, so you too must love one another. Jesus tells us this, as I have loved you. Notice, this is a different kind of love. This is a deep love. You might say, I love candy. I love little bunny rabbits. I love little babies. I love green. I love tree. I love Pittsburgh. I love this. And these are all kind of loves, but this kind of love that Jesus is talking about is deeper. It's the warm and fuzzy love, but deeper, deeper, deeper than that. A love that sees God working to do good and wants to be part of that, no matter what, with no expectation of any reward or even affirmation. You love because he first loved us. It's like the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And this love, these lights, these beams of light is on that banner is coming to us and filling us with his love. That's the kind of love we are to give. God's love means that God loves us unconditionally. And we are to grow in that love for ourselves and for others. It's kind of like, did you ever see like an iron rod or you put it in fire and it gets really hot, right? And then eventually it starts to glow. So you see the light. You feel the heat. Well, that's the kind of love we are to receive, this light, this glorious light from God in Jesus Christ. Let it fill us from head to toe, that we glow. A wonderful, some people say the last true Christian that ever lived was St. Francis of Assisi. And he said, as you go, proclaim the gospel. If you must, use words. Glow with Jesus. Glow with his love. That's what Jesus means by keeping his commandments. In the Old Testament, this word, this kind of love is called hesed. It's being filled with God's. It's not just thinking about it. It's being filled. Your body, your organs, your heart, your liver, your big toe is filled with the love of God, steadfast love, and you share that because God is that loving. The God who defeated Pharaoh, the God who parted the Red Sea, the God who led the people through the desert at night with the light of pillar of fire and day through the cloud to keep them safe. This kind of God who loves so much. This is how God loves us. And in the New Testament, the best word for this love is agape. Agape. It's doing good because it's good to do. To do good because God is good to us, because God died and rose for us. And that's the reason we do the good for the other. And this means following Jesus, we are called to love others, made in the image and likeness of God, in their differences from us, in their different customs, their different habits, in what was not, because sometimes we see in our country, you know, you're having these new communities where only white people can live and they want other people to live in. That's not what Jesus' love is all about. It's an inclusive that takes people who are different, others who may threaten us. We are to love them. Love them as God's people, to treat them with respect and kindness and humility, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we see this in the Old Testament and New Testament. But that doesn't mean to love the other person as much as yourself. It means loving your neighbor as yourself. So if I love Caden, I'm not just to say, well, I love you, Caden. I see Fred in Caden, and Caden sees Caden and Fred, and we love each other because we are one in Christ. That's the kind of relationship that Jesus Christ is talking about. You know, in the second century, when the church was still growing and young, there was a philosopher called Celsus, and he wrote once, "These Christians love each other even before they are acquainted." It's that attitude of Jesus Christ flowing through us to the other person, even the stranger. Now, I will admit, sometimes it's a lot easier to love strangers than people you know, okay? Like when you're dating somebody and the girlfriend, these little idiosyncrasies, isn't that cute? But you live 5 years with the person, and that's not as cute anymore, you know? It's just like the person I saw had a mug, coffee mug, and it says, "I love mankind. It's people I can't stand." You know, we're to love in their particularity, in their differences, in their idiosyncrasies. That's what the love that Jesus is calling us to. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to do just this. And it's not easy at times, and it's hard. But you see, that's the only panacea, that's the only help, that's the only health for our country, which is in our society, which is more and more divided, and this person's against that person, and you walk on eggs with people. We are to be bridge builders. We are called to be lovers of those who are different in their idiosyncrasies, to love them in their oddities, to love them in their uniqueness. And that's not easy. I had a pastor friend. And he was, and you wouldn't know anything about this. I mean, I'd preach a sermon that would offend you. You wouldn't. But he was preaching a sermon, and the next week, the husband of the wife came to church, but the wife wasn't there. And the pastor says, "Well, where's your wife?" And he said, "Well, Pastor, really, she was pretty offended by what you said last week in your sermon." He said, "Well, what did I say? You know, pastors like to be liked too. They want to be amen." He said, "Well, blah, 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 blah." He said, "Well, I didn't mean that. I really meant this." So he was preaching about agape love. So agape love means go to the person, even the person that might make you a little nervous. So he went. He knocked on her door. And she was home. She opened the door. He says, "Listen, I want to talk." He said, my sermon was, you misunderstood it. And she's, "So I want to talk." He said, "We have nothing to talk about," and slammed the door in his face. Well, that kind of response, you could have, well, that hurt, made you angry, whatever. But the love that Jesus is talking about is a love that goes and may not be returned. And a desire to open yourself to the other person, knowing that the strength comes not from your ego, not from, "I've got to protect my own status," but by the vulnerable, open, humble, caring, reaching out love of Jesus that gives us the power to do that. That's what Jesus meant with picking up your cross and following him. It's not easy being a Christian, especially when you're rejected. When Jesus talks about losing your life to find your life, he's saying losing your life to be filled with him, the true life, the way, the truth, and the life, to fill with him. And sometimes we don't love one another, but by doing that, we're not loving Jesus. We're not loving Jesus when we don't love one another. 1 John says, God is love. But he says, how can you love your neighbor, love your God who you cannot see, when you don't love your neighbor who you can see? That's the hard part of being a Christian. So when I hate others, we don't love Jesus. When we avoid others, we don't love Jesus. When we gossip about others, we don't love Jesus. We don't. We need to know that we are the ones that need to be forgiven. We are the ones that need to be loved. That's why we come here every Sunday, to know we are loved with all of our warts and all of our dark side. We're loved, and the Holy Spirit helps us heal. That's what this supper's about. The body of Christ, the blood of Christ given to you for the forgiveness of sins, for yours, but then to strengthen you to do the same in the world. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's all the same way of loving Jesus, is by following his commands. And you know, his commands are loving. You know, the Ten Commandments are loving. It's a way God's showing us how to live in the world in a healthy way for yourself and for others, and to help people thrive and the creation thrive. You know, don't have other gods. Don't settle for less. Don't use God's name in vain. Use his name with holiness and reverence. Remember a day to keep it holy, a Sabbath day, what you're doing right now. But a day where you let go, let God know that you're not the command of your life. He is. And you can trust God. Honor your father and mother on this Mother's Day. To thank God for your mother. To think about your mother. To call your mother. To email. Well, yeah, call's better. But to contact. Or if they're in heaven, say, Mom, I love you. Thank you so much. And be specific, you know, about what mom, you know, is he tucking at night or whatever that is that you appreciate. Don't bear false witness. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't covet. I mean, these are don't. But it's a way of living that's loving and caring. It doesn't help us major in minors, but major in majors. What is the most important thing? Which is the love of God and Jesus Christ. You know, this is a tall order. I mean, I'll admit, you know, I go into the store and I see the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and you know, I guess, oops, Sixth Commandment, watch it, you know. And you know, there's temptations. Luther talked about the bird of temptation flies around everybody's head, but you don't have to let it make a nest in your hair, okay? Love and keep his commandments. That's what Jesus is talking about today. Maybe on this Mother's Day, the best way to drive this home is with this story. There was a mother with a little 3-year-old boy. And they're at the checkout line in a grocery store. And you know, when you go to the grocery store in your checkout line, what do you see? There's the Snicker bars, and there's the Hershey bars, and there's, you know, and there they are. So the little boy, he can't help himself, so he went to grab it. He said, honey, the mother said, honey, don't touch. So he puts his hand back, and he reaches out again. He says, honey, what did I tell you? Please don't touch the candy. And the third time he reaches out and he grabs a Snicker bar. And she says, honey, what did I tell you? Not to touch the candy. She's very patient. She's like my wife, Joan. I was never that patient with the kids. She was that patient. And she said, please put it back. And the little boy gives her a big smile. And he says, I love you, mommy. And the mother said, and I love you too, son. But if you love me, then please do what I say. That's what Jesus is saying today. He loves us. There's no other kind of love that is going to fulfill you. It's not going to be shopping or consumerism or video games or some things are fun and good, but they're not going to fill. Only Jesus Christ and his love can fill you. And that's what we're talking about today. But to obey, then, he's teaching us how to live our lives. And sometimes it's not that comfortable. But you know, when you follow the way of Jesus, it's good. It's the real good. And then to share that love with others is the real good. And he doesn't leave us orphaned, he says. He gives us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God who said, let there be light, and there was light. The Spirit of God who parted the Red Sea. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, from the cross. This Spirit, this power, this love is in us to use to call upon God's name. So today, on this Mother's Day, on this day when Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Know that you're loved. But love is a verb, to share that love with your ones that you love, that are lovable, to share it with the people you meet in the street, and even with those who are wicked or cruel, to have compassion on them. Not to accept what they do, to call evil evil, but to love the person. And only the Holy Spirit can help you discern how to do that. And as you do that, as you follow the way of Jesus, and you start doing that, you know that he abides in you. Because it's not Fred, it's not Janet, it's not Sue, it's not David. It's Christ working through you doing these things. So Christ is in you, and you are in Christ, and you are one, and you abide in him. And through you, God's kingdom comes into our dark and wounded world through love and healing, and through you, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.